Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. And we are live tonight. Today is May the 10th, 2013. And I know we've been gone several weeks in a row, and you've been listening to the archives. But we're on the road a lot, so that happens. But this is our only night that will be live until the middle of June. So if anybody wants to call in, we'll be open to it. We're going to just talk about things. We never know for sure what we're going to talk about. But anybody wants to call in tonight is perfectly welcome. I'll give out the toll-free number, 1-888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And Don just told us they've got a lot more call-in lines, and so they're welcome. They can handle a lot more calls now. So anybody that wants to call in. Okay, and Julia's here again.
Hello, everyone.
The man who works for us in England, you know, we have our office over there down in the crop circle country in Wiltshire, and it's been about 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks? Anyway.
You don't know.
I've lost track of time. Believe me, I really have. And maybe it's a month ago.
Yes.
But Vitaly came over from England, the first time in America. And so he's really was been enjoying himself. He just left to go back to England.
Right.
But he's been enjoying his first trip to America and seeing how crazy we all are over here. With the differences between England.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good for him to see all of this because we go over there a lot. So he just returned to the England office.
Right.
Okay, but I guess we're going to begin by talking about some of the things we've been doing during the time we were gone.
Okay.
I guess the first one right after we were on the air last was our UFO conference that we did in Eureka Springs. And that ended up being absolutely fantastic. It was the first one that we did since I inherited it, 26 years. There's a caller already. Okay, and then we'll get back to that because I want to talk about what we learned at the UFO conference. Okay, somebody there?
Yes, good evening.
Go ahead.
Dolores, I've been waiting to talk to you for a couple years now.
Couple of years. Okay.
I had a unique adventure that was a couple of years ago, three-night adventure that left me with some pretty strong vibrations. And it would be, let's see, for about the last year, I've been experiencing those vibrations again, but sometimes they get incredibly powerful. This has been, especially in the last 2-3 weeks. Do you have anything that you could say to that?
Oh, certainly.
Well, can I ask a question? When you say vibrations, can you just describe them a little bit more before we just jump on?
Okay. I have degenerative disease, and normally I experience chronic pain anyway, always had. About February, I think it was February a couple years ago, I had a three-night weird lucid dream, astral projection, whatever it was. After the third night, I was left with vibrations for about 3 weeks, which were 24/7, which vibrations meaning just, inner vibrations, inner energy, whatever it was pretty powerful.
Your whole body.
So I went to my doctor and had some tests done. We looked at neurological and problems that could be like pinched nerves and all the things that you'd think of, nerve encroachment, whatnot. Everything came back negative. And basically, the last thing that he said, and I know that he said that he'd never say he said this, but was that there was some kind of frequency shift going on. He's an incredibly open-minded doctor.
Yeah, imagine that.
And we've been lecturing on this for, what, the last couple of years or more?
Right.
You were right.
Well, this went on for about 3 weeks. Now, one other thing that I was left with when I woke up after the third night was my right eye was completely swollen shut, and it looked like there was an indentation of a triangular thing, whatever. When I went to my doctor a week later, he had said that it was probably a tear duct, and we didn't look into it any further. But I thought that that was weird because that's never happened in my life. But anyway, after this, I actually went online to try to find some information. I went to webmed.com and a couple other places. I made a brief post, and in this post, I actually was basically writing down what was happening to me. And I would go back to the post every day for probably about a week. And then finally I found one guy in Australia that had the same thing happen to him, another one over in England. And I live in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
So one of them actually talked about Dolores Cannon and that I should go listen to the videos. I listen to the videos. I have your books. So I was learning, and I was learning more about wanderers and all these different things, volunteers. And it's strange because ever since that did happen, my dreams all have pyramids in them, and I have actually bought quite a few pyramids, maybe a little bit too much for my better half here. But I also became a member and a moderator of the AstroPulse.com, where I help people learn astro travel and everything all the time. So this has been an incredibly eye-opening adventure, and all roads were actually leading right into being some kind of helper or whatnot. Just before this all occurred, I was getting down on myself because I do have chronic pain, and I'm a lot of times that makes you feel useless and stuff like that. I guess somebody else that has chronic pain knows what that's like. But, kind of hitting a depression, whereas I had never, I always tried to help people out of depressions. So when I started getting it myself, this three-night event was what actually took me back out of it.
Okay, I'm interested to know what part of your body do you have the pain in?
Oh, well, at first, it first started in the lower back. And like I said, I have degenerative disc disease, so I have a number of different discs that are bad or whatnot. So that was normal. And then it started getting shaking in the hands and the top of the forehead and different things like that. And every time a new pain would come along, I would end up getting something to fix it. I looked into a product called the Impertonic QGM, which works by Qigong Energy. It's actually a healing massager that massages right through instead of on top of the body kind of thing. And I managed to quell that pain. And then my doctor had me on a Noratripline and a couple other different pills for a while, to try to stave off, to keep you happy while you're having the pain, let's put it that way. So the pain would come and go. It'd be probably for a couple weeks straight, and then it would go away for about a month, come back again. Just in the last 3 weeks when it's actually came, it came as something that the only way that I can handle it is with Percocet right now, is a vibration inside the spine, like coming from your essence instead of your nerves. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I tell you, all this is very, very familiar to us. And we've been lecturing on this for the last 2 years or more the vibrations, how they're increasing, and their frequencies are changing, the vibrations are changing, and a lot of people are experiencing that, feeling the vibrations in their body as they adjust to it.
Right.
But
after this all did occur, and I actually went and watched her video and I learned more, we made we tried to make an appointment with your office, and timing didn't work. When we got your phone call back, we were actually on the road. We travel and do Renaissance fairs as merchants around the country, so we were on the road. And the message that I got when I returned was that because I had missed the message, I missed my chance kind of thing. And I said, okay, well, I'm a firm believer. Everything happens for a reason, and there's a time to share and time not to. And
in between. We've been setting appointments in between our travels, so it, it makes it hard. Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're incredibly busy all the time. That's a good thing because you help so many people. And there's so many people that need to actually know this, too. And that's why I became the moderator of that forum or whatnot, so that I could help other people that were feeling the same way. And once in a while, you do get somebody that comes to it, that comes to ask to travel and starts talking about feeling like they volunteered to come here and not liking their life the way they are. I'm 49 years old. Unfortunately, I've been tainted by a lot of the things that humanity does, which doesn't give me the best outlook on them, let's say that. But I'm always open to helping.
Okay, well, let's let Julia fill you in here because she was talking, but the physical stuff tells us a lot about you, too.
Right,
you
well, and this was actually coming on before this event. The event just has just done, it opened it up even more, and it kind of accentuated something that was already happening.
Accelerated?
Yeah, well, more than accelerated, it actually just accentuate. Accelerate would be speed up. It's not. It was more of a magnification of it.
Okay.
Which is why you... Okay, and if you could do me a favor and stop saying I have a degenerative disease or anything like that, because you're claiming it when you do that.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So, because it's something that's just going on in your body, and so when you claim it, you're creating it.
Okay.
You are one of these, again, I think we've talked about it before on the show, that when you came in, you wanted to just, you're here as a channel, okay? You're a second wave. You're here as a channel.
Energy.
You came in to bring energy in, okay? So when you came in, you said, okay, just give it to me. Bring it on. This is what I'm here for. And it's coming in too strong. It's not, it's not coming in quite right. It's more than what your body can handle, hence the symptoms you're having, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then when this event happened, which is fine, it's just you were already had more energy than an average person, and then this event accentuated it, and so there it just amplified. So there you have all this other stuff going on.
Okay.
So all what you need to do, because it's one of those things, we described it before, the energy that comes in is supposed to come in like a funnel into the top of your head.
Right.
Okay? Funnels in. Yours is coming in. Do you know those old Star Trek movies where Beam Me Up, Scotty, where the beam comes around a person?
Right.
Right. Yours is more like that, where it's around. See, it's more than what you're really, this is how it was before this event.
Okay.
It was like that. So we're going to go back to that point, because right now it's like that and magnified and amplified, and it's like really, really, it's really bright, okay? It's just more than what you need at this point. So go back to the event. Go back to before the event. If you can do this, go back to before the event and ask for it to be turned down.
Okay.
Just picture a dial and picture the energy being turned down.
Okay.
You'll know when it happens. Are you doing it now?
Yep.
Okay. Tell me when it happens.
I kind of saw like a blue light vortex or whatnot that was spinning counterclockwise instead of clockwise. Normally I see it when I do a lot of meditation or when I do my astral projection or whatnot. I always use that vortex to rise. So that's when it's going clockwise. This time I see it turning counterclockwise. So whatever it's doing it in reverse.
Right. Okay. So tell me when. Okay. So we're at the event. We're at the time before the event. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get that energy level to to what you can work with. I'm not going to say normal because you can handle more than normal, but we want to get to one that you can work with, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now,
I'll definitely work on that.
Okay.
What
now
do you see as the obsession with the pyramids?
That's just because it's awakening all your memories. See, this is just, you're just waking up to who you are and what you are.
See, you came in with this energy to generate this energy to the world. It's here to help the world as it moves into this other dimension.
What are pyramids? Pyramids are amplifiers.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, see, you're, that may be the obsession with pyramids is that's what you are.
Yeah, he's the second wave are those who bring in the energy, they channel the energy.
Right, and they amplify. And then maybe, or maybe even the pyramids are helping you amplify. I don't know, there is a tie in there, though, and it has to do with, I don't know if it's just you're using them or it's something you used to do, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the energy is very important.
Well, I've read quite a bit about the Russian technology with the golden section pyramid that they have. And we have actually a replica in our home now because I had to end up ordering one after I saw that one. That's as strong as the obsession gets. But
you're here right now.
They managed to actually tap on to that energy, and it's a free energy. And the sad thing is our own country doesn't even look at pyramids as being something of importance.
Okay, let's
they
focus.
They have over 150.
We have to move on, so let's keep our focus here.
Okay, so don't get off on that. Don't make that part of your world. You make what you know about pyramids your world, okay?
Right.
And you are here to bring this energy in. The pyramids are amplifying your energy. So now you've regulated your pre-event energy. Now it's gone through the event, and now it will be regulated to a level that you can help and do what you came here to do. Now, if it ever feels like more than you can handle, just do that dial again. Just turn it down. This is totally
just
up to you.
Dial.
You are totally in control.
Just say it's more. It's too much.
Yeah.
I turn
you
it down.
You just didn't know that until now, and that's why it's like it's been something happening to you. But you, what it is you. They can't turn it down until you ask. So now you've asked.
Well, that makes me feel foolish because that's such an easy.
It's always easy.
You have to ask. Nothing can be done unless we ask. So, but it is that simple. And so work on that. Work with that. And I'm feeling, the energy's dropped into your heart area, which is wonderful. So that's what I want you to do. You just pull it out, push it out through your heart area to everyone around you. And that's how you work with everyone. That's how you will help everyone.
Okay, well, thank you very much, ladies.
Thanks for calling in.
You
made a big difference here tonight.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Okay, there's another caller?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Jesse. I've been an empath for most of my life, and I've been awake most of my life as well. And I most recently, in the last 6 years, started eating a lot better, and I'm really healthy now. But as I've gotten healthier, I've got more empathetic, become more of an empath, and I'm to the point where I just can't be around any people, and I just kind of want to retreat into nature. I've got just this diarrhea that won't go away for like over a year now.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Another second wave. We just had one, and now another second wave. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you're doing. Let me see what the first part was about.
Empath, and now he's eating better. And so, you're opening up more because you're...
See, because empaths take on everybody else's emotions, everybody else's physical feelings. It's never good to be an empath because you take on too much. You can be sympathetic, but not empathetic. So the best thing to do is just realize that's not mine, that's theirs.
Right, you know how to do that, right? How to recognize your energy and someone else's energy?
Right, and I turn on my purple bubble and, you know, acknowledge my energy field, and sometimes that just doesn't do it, you know, so.
Yeah, and that's part of rather than, I mean, it's just recognizing this isn't mine, send it back to where it came from, and then that lets it go back. Sometimes I'll even put mirrors around myself before I realize that it's really easy to just deflect it back. But that's what mirrors do. They just send it back to where it came from.
It's unneeded energy for you,
mm-hmm.
so you just send it back to the sender because they don't even know half the time that they're sending it out.
Right, and then as you do that, it kind of starts doing it perpetually. It's just, like you said, your purple bubble, it just, you know, it just stays there and does it. Now, the reason it's increasing is because, you're cleaning up your system, and so that cleans up, you know, it allows those the frequencies to flow better. And so, you probably are opening up to be even more of a pure, you know, you're just taking on everything. So just realize that. Don't let it, I mean, that's the difficult part is realizing it can be depressing sometimes when you take all that on, and especially if you don't know where it's coming from. But you've done this long enough that you can, you know it's not yours, and just send it back. It's perfectly okay. You don't have to take it.
You'll go where it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But this
I just mostly need to have the intention of not taking it on more than I already am.
Absolutely. It's just, it's not mine. It's not mine. And sometimes people say, well, who does it belong to? If it's you're just one that picks up everybody's, then it probably doesn't matter to you who it belongs to. Just say it's not mine and send it back.
To the sender.
Right. I just send it back to the sender.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and good luck to you.
Yeah, and otherwise, that's fantastic, because and that's a great message for everybody else. You clean up the diet, you get all these toxins and these chemicals out. This is what happens. We open up more and more.
And that's what's causing the diarrhea, too.
Right.
We're getting
clean. Yeah, well, he's also trying to get rid of these energies. That's the diarrhea. So, like, get out of here.
Okay, there's a lot going on with energy right now.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks
all
for
right.
calling.
Dolores, love your work.
He said, thank you, Dolores, I love your work.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I guess that's all right now. We may have some more coming in.
Right.
But, we are finding more and more with these energies, especially since December the 21st.
Oh, it's been the last, since then, December 21st, there was a shift. Things really did shift, and it was palpable. I mean, you could really feel it. It not necessarily right then, but in the days afterwards, you could
mm-hmm.
tell something was different. And it wasn't wishful thinking or anything like that. It was, there's really something different. And it's something you, like I said before, you have to look at with different eyes, listen to with different ears, feel with different sensors. It's just something it's kind of like reading between the lines kind of thing. You don't look at the day-to-day world on TV. Although you can see it if you know what you're looking for. You
mm-hmm.
can see it on the day-to-day world on TV and the day-to-day world that's just around. But you have to know what to look for. So, but even since then, I would say the last couple of months, it's just really done a major shift. So.
A lot of places we go now, people are picking up on it. And many of them don't know anything about the 2012 thing that was supposed
mm-hmm.
to be. But they all said they feel different. They know something is going on, even
mm-hmm.
if they can't put their finger on it. So it's definitely happening. And I get lots of clients now, and it has to do with energy.
Right.
And the increase of the energy. And they don't know what to do with it, and it's affecting different parts of their body. So everybody out there needs to realize this, that your body is adapting to this new energy,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good energy. It's a positive energy. It won't hurt you. You just have to adjust to it.
You just flow with it. Like they were always telling me before, just put your roller skates on and roll. You know, it's nothing. I think some people, it's our tendency to just, here's the analogy they used to give. And then it's like a surfer. You're surfing in the ocean, and what happens if you were to decide, you know, if you've got a wave coming up behind you or something, and you decide, no, I'm just going to stand here,
mm-hmm.
it's going to bowl you over, and it's going to probably toss you around and cause some damage. But if you'll get on the surfboard and ride it, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where you have to just, or even just your body, you can get on top of the wave and ride it, you know. But you just don't resist it. If you just think, oh, I'm going to stop right here and stand in front of it, no, it'll knock you over and probably hurt you.
That makes sense, because you're resisting the changes that are happening. And the changes are perfectly normal. It just that it has never happened before in the history of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're feeling it more because it's never happened to a human body.
Right.
And we have been told, though, some people can't handle it and they just leave the planet.
Right.
They can't adjust to it. But the majority of people are made to go with the flow, and we can handle it.
Oh, we're all made. It's a choice. You know,
and
it's just, if you want to, I'd say the ones that choose to go are just ones that don't want to flow and they just want to resist, or they want to help from the other side. You know, they're just, it's not compatible, it's something.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, but
no.
Realize if you're experiencing these energies, it's natural for now. It's the new normal, I guess you would say.
Which is changing by the second.
Okay, we got another caller. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What's your name?
This is Jennifer.
Okay,
I'm the first waiver.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I had a couple questions.
Okay.
The first one is we're hearing through channeling that there's only about 60% of people have actually awakened, and that nothing can really happen. We can't make that final jump until we get at least about 90%. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, I haven't heard that, no.
No, I haven't heard it either. In fact, I heard it didn't take a very large percentage at all
To make a difference.
So, in fact, I...
Really?
This was ago, when they were trying to get things moving, I think they said it was only 10 or 20% was what was needed to make it happen. So, the fact that they're saying we have 60%,
wow,
that's fantastic.
it's what they talk about, the 100th monkey syndrome. And you have to get the critical mass. And the critical mass is not as big as you think it is, because it can influence a lot.
And what was it? We were at an event in February, about the 23rd of February. And that was when Dee got the message that 3 weeks earlier we had achieved the 100th monkey.
The critical mass.
Critical mass.
We were given the seminar out in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Noah, we've never heard it being that much, because you're not going to get 90%.
No.
I don't see how you can.
I can't imagine that. There are very few people I even know who even have a clue out there.
You're probably in a city, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
Are you in a city?
I'm not in a city. I'm in the outskirts of a city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the crowd we run around,
and
we're in the metaphysical world, so we see the 60%. But if you're in the work is totally in that, so we see it. If you're in the day to day work world, it probably isn't as easy to see. Like I said, you have to look with different eyes, and not everybody is going to display that they're doing it if in the average everyday world.
Well, they, the ones we work with, called the other average person the sleepwalkers. And they said the sleepwalkers have got to wake up. But, no, there are already a critical mass of people.
Well, when you're saying, they said 60%, that would be critical mass.
Yeah.
That's over 50%. So.
I don't know how they get that number.
I don't either.
Because nobody knows.
Game through. I don't know how accurate it is, but that's just
exactly
coming out.
Yeah. Well, we see more because we travel so much, and our lectures and classes are done with metaphysical people.
Right.
Even when we were in Istanbul, there are people who are into these things. So that's why we are surrounded by people who understand it and are already moving.
So we see 95%, but 95% of the people we see are
But that's not your average Joe Blow on the street.
Exactly, not at all.
That must be
we don't see the complete cross-section.
Okay.
You said you had some other questions?
Oh, I had one other question, and it has to do with... because I'm on a plant-based diet as well as the other guy that called. And so I take no medications whatsoever because I'm very healthy. But the one thing that none of us are able to get off is our thyroid hormone. And I know that that's very, very important. And that was something that I think Dolores said in her books that you have to, you know, keep on your thyroid and make sure you have enough thyroid hormone. And I'm
no, I've never, ever said that. No. Because they don't like medication at all. They said all drugs have a side effect. It's been the opposite to get off of drugs, and they're always telling everybody, stop it. But do you know, if you read my books, do you know what the thyroid means?
Yes, I know everything. I'm a thyroid expert.
No, not medically. Not,
I mean,
not that way. What does it mean when you have something wrong with your thyroid, metaphysically?
That we're holding back. We're not saying what we should be saying, or something
exactly.
similar to
You're
that.
Not speaking your truth. There's something you need to say, you really want to say, and you can't say it, or you won't say it.
Afraid to say it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I've had as many as 4 cases in 1 week, all with hypothyroidism. And it's always the same
right.
thing. There's something that they're holding back on it and not wanting to speak about. Well, like you're talking about the metaphysical stuff, maybe you're afraid to talk to people because you're afraid of ridicule, them thinking you're different.
Oh, God, I've been different since I was born. Believe me, that's not it.
Well, there's something, because that's what that represents. There's something you're not saying.
You're not speaking out. Maybe it's somebody in your family or something you're not talking back to.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
So anyway, once you clear that channel.
Are all the people that had hypothyroidism, were they cured after talking to you?
Were they cured after having a
definitely,
session?
Definitely,
It's not just talking to her. They have a session, and then the higher self comes in.
And explains
what's going on, and if that's, once they understand it and once they take the action, I mean, if they do whatever it is that they're supposed to be doing, then the healing is done right then. So
all of those people were able to come off the thyroid hormone.
Oh, yeah, because you're not supposed to be on that. That is, your body should be making the thyroid hormone, not artificial.
Okay.
And the doctors will put you on the medication, but really, your body can do it itself because you're the one that's creating the problem. Everybody
mm-hmm.
is, and people always say, what do you mean? I don't want to be sick. But if your mind's that powerful enough to create something like that, it's powerful enough to remove it. Once you
heal it.
Yeah, to heal it and remove it.
I mean, it's a block mm-hmm. of the energy there, and so...
I wonder about this because we have an epidemic proportions of hypothyroidism in the United States just alone. And
we have an epidemic of
people
not speaking
their truth.
So many people
are not able to get off the hormone.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea how many I see even in a couple of months with the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors either put them on it or they want
right.
to put it on or they want to remove the thyroid.
Right. Or, now see, some of it is a belief system. We have all these drug commercials on that say, you have this, you better take this, you know. And we are taught, so we have a whole lot of different ways that we are coming about these illnesses, these diseases, you know. And so we're told
mm-hmm.
you have something wrong with your thyroid. That's one of the ways. The other way is we don't speak out. We don't speak for ourselves. You know,
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot of different ways, but it has to do with speaking. We're blocking that energy there.
Remember, that's the chakra, if you know your chakras.
It's the fifth chakra.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that is the one of the main
yeah.
chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And
it has to do with speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you know your chakra system.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well,
Thank you.
But I'm not encouraging you to stop it, but think about it.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be able to decrease it.
Yeah, work from that angle of what you need, what your body's trying to tell you.
There's
something you've got to be saying.
I
so come from that angle,
completely.
And you will see, as you start taking the action, that it will heal itself. It will fix it.
Because you've stopped the problem.
Right.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
Boy, we have so much of that, and that's amazing.
Well, like you said, it's epidemic in America. Well, you know, that's probably a state of the nation kind of thing. We're a nation. I mean, back a few years ago, we did start speaking up, and then maybe we've kind of gotten complacent again. But, you know, for so long we did stop. It was like, what's the point? What's the use? And maybe we're kind of, you know.
Well, I know a lot of people in the psychic community, when they first get it, you know, awaken, and they have all these abilities, and they're afraid to tell anyone. They're afraid to be made fun of or criticized or looked down on. Might lose their job, so they hold back.
Right.
That's one thing.
Right.
Then a lot of times, too, you're afraid to talk back to your spouse, parents.
Someone,
boss or whatever it is. But you got to look at that. Look at the reasons. That's why Julia wrote her book, has all of these symptoms in there.
Right, and it's all about how your body speaks to you, how your higher self speaks to you through your body. So, and these are all just points, and they do. They line up right up with the chakra points, most of these things do, and the throat is a major one, like you said. That's a major chakra.
But it seems strange. People think they're the only ones out there, and I see it continually.
Well, no, she said a lot of people have this, and that's true.
I mean, the average person, when I get them, they come in for a session, and it, they don't realize going to club.
Right.
Okay, we got another caller. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Betsy, and I'm from Nashville.
Hi, Betsy.
And I had a question. How are you? Big fan of Dolores, and I had a question. I read in one of your books, Dolores, that not everyone can go into that deep, the deeper part when you do the past life regressions, where I forget what you call it.
Somnambulism.
You weren't able. Yeah, that's it.
Hmm.
But so I always had concern that I wouldn't be able to do a past life regression because I couldn't go deep enough.
Well,
does that make sense?
So in my method, we have found 90% will go if they follow. See, that's what I'm teaching my classes for, to show it. And this is way, way beyond the average normal odds, because the other hypnosis methods say you can't be done. They say 20%, but no, I found 90% with my method will go into the deep level, and that's where we get all of the help. The other 10%, that's just what I teach in my class, I call them the left brainers, the ones who are too analytical, too controlling. They're the ones, the only ones that would have problems going into it. Besides, you're going to... You can go under. I mean, there's no problem with that.
Those people, even though they may not be somnambulistic, they still go under enough to get help and to get things.
Wow.
So it's not a matter of being hypnotized or not, because everybody can be hypnotized.
Yeah, I mean, there's no problem there. Everybody can. It's not no big deal. People think of it like as something strange and weird.
Right.
But all we do is take a normal state of your body and use it. It's the state of your mind that's there all the time. So you could be hypnotized, yes. You could have a past life.
Well, that's good to know. Right, because I know I searched on your website for one of your trained people here and locally, and I was able to find someone. So then I think I'll make an appointment with him. And then one other question. I noticed one of your other callers mentioned something about not wanting to be around people, and it just resonated with me. Because
I mean, second wave, I meant to say. Not second wave, that's what they feel.
Okay, because I've felt that way most of my life and just figured I was just weird. And it's getting worse.
Join the club, that second wave. Because how
I'm
old are you?
54 years old.
54.
And I've always felt like I was a little different than everybody else. And people drain my energy. I was told that I was intuitive empath, and so I just feel people just draining my energy constantly.
Well, they told me that, see, everybody out there, the average person, many of them need energy. And they don't do it on purpose, but when they're in crowds of people especially, they are draining energy from anywhere they can get it. And if you have somebody like you who has a high energy, a good energy, a pure energy, that's the first one they're going to try to drain it from. And they don't do it on purpose because they don't know they're doing it. It's not on purpose. It's just they will pull it from anywhere they can. And, of course, it drains you. That's where you have to learn to put your shields up when you go into public, into people.
Or like that first man, you know, he was, know when it's not yours. Know what, you know, like you said, you feel yourself being drained, so then there you can put up a shield, put up a mirror, put up something that, that deflects it off of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever tried any kind of exercise like that?
Well, I have been doing that lately. When I go into my workplace, it's very draining there. And
yeah.
So I've gotten to where there's a little prayer that I say, and I something about, you know, putting up mirrors and deflecting it, the negative energy back to the source, and that seems to be helping.
Good.
See, it's not necessarily negative energies. It's just energy.
Yeah, that's not compatible with you.
Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. it's something you'd, I always say unneeded energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I put a shield up to keep anybody from drawing on my energy when I go out in crowds, and then the mirror up too to reflect any unneeded energy back to the sender.
Okay.
But believe me, it's perfectly normal. You have a high energy, and it's a good energy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, you guys are just very lovely, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's funny, we're getting a lot of that, but yeah, that's what they told me was any time that they said I have a high energy.
Mm-hmm.
And people are attracted to anybody that has that,
mm-hmm.
even though they don't know it, and they will draw.
Right.
So they said any time I go into a crowd or even a store or anything to put up a shield to keep people from drawing on it. Because some people need it.
Right. And you know, that first man was saying he puts a purple bubble around him. Might explain what they told you, but might even help better than a purple bubble. The pyramid, the gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They always told us, and I use it in my sessions, is to use a white pyramid of light and to put that around you. And you can put it around your car where your car is enclosed, even on the underneath
mm-hmm.
side, and you'll never have any flat tires or anything. It's wonderful.
Or if you do have a flat tire, it'll happen right next to a place that you can get help. So it's always,
you're always protected
mm-hmm.
with it. But that's one way. We put it around the planes when we're flying,
mm-hmm.
and it's really good to help with the turbulence.
Right.
But this is what they told me anyway, to use that method. It's, I don't want to say protection because there's nothing to be protected from, but it's just to keep a lot of this stuff
like
away.
Saying, yeah, just it's like a shield. It's like we could call it a deflector. Maybe it's the white pyramid deflector.
That'd be a good way to put it. But these things are normal, but I think more, this goes along with what's happening right now, too, the shifting in the energy.
Absolutely.
Is that people are becoming more aware of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So they know when they're feeling it.
Yeah, where before, we didn't even know what energy felt like. So now, and that's what I'm saying, when an energy worker, like when I first started, and they activated my hands, so I even knew what it felt like, and it was like, well, this is something that's there all the time, and you don't even notice it. But then once you're trained to feel energy, then you feel it in everything. You know, you start feeling it, so then you become more sensitive to it, and that's all it is. It's not anything really horrible major. It's just you are now
nothing,
more sensitive.
It's not nothing attacking you. It's always been there.
It's always been there. You just now feel it. You're able to sense it. So.
But energy is increasing,
mm-hmm.
and that's why sensitive people especially have to be aware of that to try to deflect it so it won't upset them.
Right.
But like that first man, I can understand that if he's feeling the vibration, it is scary.
Right.
But, yeah, every time they go to the doctors don't know what it is. They're not thinking
right.
metaphysically at all.
No, but that one said there was something about a frequency change, so that was cool. I think the doctors might be waking up, too. They're probably seeing things that they can't explain.
And they're not allowed to talk about it
mm-hmm.
because it's not in the book.
Right.
Not what they're trained. But they can't help but they can't deny it much longer because they must be seeing lots of people with the same problem.
Well, it was about a year ago, I think it was, when they told me there will be a point that we can no longer deny. That we'll see things, there'll be things happening on so many levels that we will not be able to deny it any longer. So I'm sure it's for everyone.
And it's getting there to where, how's they going to explain it?
Right.
Not when you have so many people with the same things.
Right.
Okay. But I did want to talk a little bit about the UFO conference, because to me, the high point was Jaime Marfand. We brought him from Mexico, and he is runs the 60 Minutes show down in Mexico, the TV show. And he's one of the highest respected UFO investigators in Mexico. And he brought wonderful videos and films to show us. And he was over 2 hours explaining all this. But beautiful pictures. But one thing I thought was fascinating, you remember several months ago, or was it the end of last year, when they had that piece of that meteorite hit that a village, that town
in Russia. Right.
And it caused a lot of damage.
Right.
Well, what he had actual films they had made where they saw a UFO. There was a meteorite coming in, and it was much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that they saw a UFO shoot at that meteorite and broke it up into pieces. And it was one piece that fell on the village, and it caused a lot of damage. They said, imagine what would have happened if the whole meteorite would have hit.
Right.
The rest of the pieces went into the ocean.
Right.
So it actually showed, and he showed it several times, of the UFO shooting at the meteorite, breaking it up in pieces.
Right.
Sounds like the science fiction movies, but they were ahead of us.
Very much so, yeah.
They were able to break it up and really saved a lot of people.
Right.
Okay, we got another caller. Hello.
Hi, Dolores.
Yeah, who is this?
My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. It's really a pleasure to meet you. I almost feel I can't even believe I'm talking to you because I just discovered your videos on the internet, and it was really, it feels very surreal to be speaking with you. So I thought I'd try to call in. I didn't even think I would get to speak to you, but here I am. And I've been feeling, you know, I'm feeling lots of energy, and I'm always trying to, you know, live my positive life. And definitely, I just, you know what, I didn't really have a particular question. I did want to ask you something that I've been looking at. I wondered if maybe you had any information about this comet Eisen. I heard you just talking about something, but I keep, something keeps drawing me to research about it. And all of the solar things that have been going on. So I just try not to get worried about anything, but I'm a little bit confused. So I just thought I'd call in and see where the conversation was going to go.
Comet, what was it? This Comet Eisen, is that what you said?
Yeah, I've been reading or researching about this Comet Eisen that's supposed to be coming next year.
I've never heard of it, but I tell you, every year they got another comet that's coming, and people get all shook up about it, and it doesn't do anything.
You know,
okay, all right, so maybe I shouldn't worry about it. I didn't want to, you know, I'm not trying not to worry.
you don't want to put that energy into your vibration anyway. You don't want to put worry energy in you. Something, and I feel like I need to... they're reminding me, and something I need to say, it was something that came up on a session that we were reviewing for the class, and it was really interesting. In this session, the client, I guess, had a lot of, she was worried about all these things, you know, out there, chemtrails, environmental things going on, chemicals in the food, and all these things.
All the negative things.
Right, and the subconscious came through and said, she doesn't need to worry about these things. Her frequency, they aren't in her frequency. And then they came and they said, all of you light workers, all of you in this frequency do not have to worry about any of these things. It is not happening in your frequency. Well, see, there's another indication of the shift of the world.
There's pulling the two apart.
Right, pulling the two apart. And so if you want to be in the world where all that stuff is, then go ahead and be fearful and worry and get emotionally involved in it. But when your frequency is, when you're vibrating, and there we have the vibrating again, you're vibrating and your frequency is at a level that those are not. See, it can't happen in your world.
You're vibrating to at a higher frequency.
Right. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, maybe even I was curious whether that would, like, affect or enhance. This is all new information I've been discovering, so I feel like I'm a little overwhelmed, to be honest, but I find...
And this is actually, this is a new way of thinking, and it's something you have to do some loops with your brain to do it, because you'll do this back and forth going, yeah, but on TV it says this, and on the radio it says this, and the newspaper it says this, and these people say this, and that, you know, this is a reality because everybody says so, and you have to, it really is a, you take charge of your thoughts. And you're saying, and it has to be, it's not in my world. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm ridiculous. But that's what they kept telling me to say. It's not in my world. Not
and
in my world.
It's really not.
And that's what this was saying in this session is frequentially, it isn't in your world if you stay vibrating at this other frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes not being bogged down with fear and worry and all that stuff.
Because look at what was going on December the 21st. That was 5 years or longer that everybody was dreading that date. They were building up to that date that something terrible was going to happen. And as soon as it's over and nothing happens, we get more dates.
Yeah.
They were throwing out one in May.
Yeah.
There was.
I think people just, they love catastrophes. They love to be scared. They love to be the drama. It's the drama. They love the drama. So I think it's just that. Mm-hmm. That's a human thing.
Because, you know, when I've got people emailing and on the shows talking about these, but I heard this, now it's been changed. It's going to happen on this date. I said, give it a rest, people. We just came through that and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Let's give it a rest. Yeah. Nothing is going to
happen. Oh, yeah, for sure. So, and I feel like what I'd like to, you know, I'd like to make all these plans in my mind and keep moving forward then. So you think that that's, like, the best way to just continue? I try to encourage other people, too. Don't worry. Everything is amazing right now. Everything, like,
absolutely,
the energy of everything. You know, don't even buy into these people that are trying to scare you with, you know, like pollution, like that's going to take over the world, right? Because I think the world is more powerful, and
because
we have
but look at all the comets that come through about every year. They talk about a comet true and coming through. You're doing good to see it in the sky, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have ever caused any problems.
I say,
yeah. So
don't even sit there. Just live your life on the high. I mean, just, yeah, everything is great. You walk every step knowing that in my world, I am creating everything in my world.
I'm safe.
Because that is what you are doing. And so if you want to focus on these other things, and then you're going to create it in your world. So just know that you are creating every minute the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it hurts to read about it and become interested in it. Like they had a wonderful eclipse last night in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are interesting.
Yes, I heard about that.
But don't buy into the fear thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, that we're going to get hurt by anything. So we're not ever even going to get hurt, right? We're just, we have all this love around us, and we're going to have amazing lives, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, if they go to fear, then that's where you have to put your little discernment antennas up and go, not in my world.
Of course, of course. Well, I appreciate it. I'm so happy. I can't even believe that I feel so grateful I got to speak with you people. It's really nice to meet you. And maybe I'll even meet you one day, Dolores. And it's Julia?
Yes, uh-huh.
You never know. We're in a lot of places.
We meet you in the world one day.
Well,
okay.
Be sure and say hi if we do run across each other. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. So this has been wonderful. We've had all these callers, and now it's coming to time to sign off.
I think that's the fastest hour we've ever done.
Yeah, because we had so many callers, and I was thinking, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
But we'll cover some of the other things later. But, we do want to mention, we do have another conference coming up in July. This is our 8th year for the Transformation Conference,
right.
And that's July the 19th to the 21st,
right,
here in Springdale, Arkansas. And if you look on our website, we've got a lot of wonderful speakers that are coming. It was about a month or more ago. I was on George Nuri's show, The Coast to Coast. And, you know, after it was over, you know, he has a fantastic show. After it was over, the producer asked if he could speak at our conference. And I said, that's a great honor that he wants to come and speak at ours. So he is going to be one of our keynotes.
Right.
At the one in July, July 19th to the 21st, George Nuri will be here in Springdale, Arkansas, and he's mostly coming to answer everybody's questions.
Right.
He said on the air he never gets a chance to, so that's what he's going to do. And the other keynote is William Henry, who is a fantastic speaker.
Right.
So if you look on our website, OzarkMountain.com.
OzarkMT.com.
You will have all of the things we're going to be doing. And we're going to leave this next week. We're going to be in England for the only class I'm going to do in Europe this year. It's going to be at Farringdon in England, just outside. We're going to
that class is filling up fast. So.
And we're going to be doing a talk in London right before it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the details of my schedule are on our website. Okay, so that means we won't be back on the air until the middle of June when we get back from these trips. So, in the meantime, listen to the archives, and everybody be safe and enjoy the summer.
Oh, summer already? Okay.
Well, I don't know where May went to.
Make it great, everyone.
Okay. Good night, everybody.